The following is a production of DallasCowboys.com and the Dallas Cowboys Football Club.
How about them Cowboys?
Yes! Go Cowboys!
This is Mick Schatz.
Streaming live on DallasCowboys.com and the official Dallas Cowboys app.
Now, here are Bill Jones, Everson Walls, and Mickey Spagnola.
And there we go.
Go!
Love it. We're stampeding into the final weekend of this NFL season, and Mickey Spagnola has just the cap on for the stampede fight song from the 60s. You've got the cowboy riding the horse logo from the 60s on your cap.
And I thought it would be only appropriate to wear it today when we played the song, right? Cowboy Joe.
Cowboy Joe, that's right.
It's on the logo that used to be for the Dallas Cowboys before they changed it. And if anybody's been paying attention, the coaching staff on the sideline of late, when they've been wearing these sweatshirts, they got the huge Cowboy Joe logo on the front of that sweatshirt.
Cowboy Joe making a comeback.
And these are hard to find because the first time
I went to
the pro shop, they didn't have one in my size. And then I went back right before Christmas and they had one. So I said, okay, for old time's sake, I'm going to buy it. I don't know how much I'll wear it, but I'm buying one, so I have the logo.
All right, so there you go.
So it's Friday.
We are set for Washington, the man who wrote the book on the rivalry.
Let's go.
Dallas versus Washington here inside the SWBC podcast studio, and we have an empty seat to my right over here, Everson Walls, and I just can't recall. He said there was some point that he was not going to be able to be here, and maybe we have reached that point.
We had a real confusing conversation on what he had to do and when he had to do it. And
he's involved in one of these college showcase events.
Yes, yes.
The All-Star
and he's
events.
Been coaching.
He's coaching, yeah. And we can't remember exactly.
And he said something about, one of the practices, but I think I can call it. I thought he was talking about next week, but maybe.
Who knows? Maybe that's why he's not here. So, anyway.
Anyway, we'll try to shuffle along and see how well we can do getting you ready for a game that used to be a rivalry. And I bet if you did a survey in both locker rooms, you wouldn't find a dozen guys that knew that this was a big rivalry back in the day.
Outside of the fact it is a division game.
Yes.
But they don't understand the magnitude of the rivalry going back to the Clint Longley days.
Yeah. The bitterness, right? The bitterness.
The George Allen coached Washington teams from the 70s.
Right. Yeah, absolutely.
And I'm
going to put a sign up in the window. We are DallasCowboys.com.
Why is that?
Because
we have tours. To pull back the curtain here, there's a window behind Mickey, and the tours come through, and there's a loudspeaker, and they can listen to us as they walk by. We just had a group that just passed by.
And it doesn't matter how many times I tell them that we are DallasCowboys.com. They come by and say, and that's where 105.3 The Fan does their broadcasts.
Well, they do it here, too, but they're just not here.
Ever, except during the draft.
Exactly.
Like once a year, maybe?
Once a year.
Yeah, yeah.
This is where they do the broadcast.
So I'm going to put a sign up. We are.
Well, you should.
We should.
Okay.
Remember when you were in high school, they would say, we are, and whatever the name of high school was, right? Yeah.
All right.
So on to more important things.
The most important thing is DeMar Hamlin. And this is already a victory weekend. As if you haven't caught the news today, DeMar Hamlin has improved to the point that he was able to FaceTime in to the Bills team meeting today, and the Bills players were able to stand up and cheer for him as they made the connection with him. And I think he flexed his muscles for him, and he was able to tell him, "I love you," and, yeah. and just an unbelievable moment for the Buffalo.
You know, if they were crying when this happened, they were bawling their eyes out today.
Man,
I guarantee you.
I was listening to the Sean McDermott press conference driving in, and I get goosebumps just talking about it here. I mean, what a moment that is, and what a job done by everyone involved on the medical staff, the trainers for the Bills, the Bengals, the staff on site there in Cincinnati and at the hospital and so forth. I mean, this is a man who has come back to life. They brought him back to life. And, I mean, it's just an unbelievable story.
And the doctors were right on yesterday when they did the press conference. And they were talking about whatever reaction DeMar had. And they said one of the things he wrote on the piece of paper where they were discussing with him, his first question was, "Did we win?" And their answer was, "You won. You won in the game of life." And I was like, "I'm going to start crying right now, just, you know, thinking." But they're right. I mean, he won. Unbelievable job by those folks. They're the ones that should get a standing ovation, right? And I'm sure at some point they will all be recognized, everybody that had a hand in preserving his life. And the fact that he was FaceTiming with them today, and I learned a new word because we know about incubated. Well, he was excubated. When they take it out, that's what the
intubated,
term is.
Intubated, extubated. Okay.
Yeah.
Which is also a great sign. That means the lungs are
working on their own finally. Because yesterday they said it was at like 50%, but they needed to make sure that it was for sure that they didn't want to have to do it again, like take it out and have to put it back in. So, just a minor miracle that he's able to talk with his team at this point. And I guess maybe at some point come home, right?
Yeah. I mean he's still. I'm not sure what the timeline would be on that, but
Or how he gets home.
Yeah. But.
Cincinnati to Buffalo, that's still a pretty long drive.
Yeah. I'm not sure how that works, but it's just such a great story. And so he's my comeback player of the year.
Yeah, that's funny.
We're talking about Brian
Robinson.
Brian Robinson, Everson nominated him as a comeback player of the year.
That's got to be the next year, doesn't it?
That's right.
For now, well, the NFLPA just named him the community. They have a National Community Player of the Week, and they named him that this week for. However everybody responded to his charity.
Yeah.
Which was, pretty cool. Yep. So, just a heartwarming story.
Well, as far as the Cowboys are concerned, taking on this Washington team, and we'll get into that over the course of the next 40 minutes or so here. And I know that the NFL, in regards to the Hamlin situation and the Bills game against the Bengals, they made the announcement yesterday that the game will not be resumed. And there's a meeting going on that just
started. Jerry said it was supposed to start as soon as he got off the race. Well, it might
an hour
be
ago.
He said 11.
Yeah, 11 hour time as they are voting on what to do about the playoff ramifications.
Okay. So
and you got the list in front of you.
So
what they were voting on
yesterday or whatever day CeeDee Lamb spoke, when somebody asked him about the scenarios of the playoffs, and he said, "Them damn things stress me out," right? So I've got the list here. I started reading all the different things that they're supposed to vote on, And I thought I was back in high school physics class, that when every day I left, I had a headache because I didn't understand physics. I thought I was going to be like a scientist, right? I love science. I used to participate in science fairs and things like that and, you know, make a project or whatever. I started reading this stuff, and it was like, okay, you're going to have to help me. It's way too complicated. And when I got to the last one, just let me read this to you. It says here, in what scenario would the home team in a Bengals-Ravens playoff game be determined by a coin flip? The Baltimore Ravens defeat the Cincinnati Bengals in Week 18, and the Ravens end up as the number 6 seed in the playoffs. However that scenario works out. In this scenario, the Bengals, as the AFC North champions, would hold the number 3 seed and would be scheduled to face the 6-seeded Ravens during Super Wild Card weekend. The Ravens will have beaten the Bengals twice, but will still have a lower winning percentage because the Bengals will have only played 16 games while the Ravens have played 17 games. To try to solve this inequity, a coin flip would determine which team has home field advantage. In the event the Ravens win the coin toss and host the Bengals, Cincinnati would still have the number 3 seed and the Ravens would have the number 6 seed. How do they come up with all this stuff? The Ravens only end up as the number 6 seed in the scenario if the Chargers also beat the Broncos in Week 18. The Chargers would be the number 5 seed.
Okay. And they went through all of the possibilities.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. By the way, it's official now.
Okay.
NFL voters officially voted in the last hour here in favor of modifying the playoff structure to account for the tiebreaker situation that could arise depending on the outcome of Sunday's games.
All right. You
so
got it?
You want to briefly
I got
give the highlights
according
on
to NFL research, and I think this is what they were planning. It says the Bengals have clinched the AFC North. Ravens cannot win the division.
Okay.
The Bengals can no longer obtain the AFC's number 1 seed and first round bye. The Chiefs clinched the number 1 seed with a win at the Raiders or a Bills loss versus the Patriots. The Bills clinched the number 1 seed with a win versus the Patriots and a Chiefs loss at the Raiders. Okay, that makes sense. The Bengals will finish as the number 2 seed with a win versus the Ravens and a Bills loss to the Patriots. In any other scenario, the Bengals will earn the number 3 seed. So did they vote on this is exactly what they're going to do and go on winning percentages?
Apparently, whatever the resolution was, they approved the resolution. So whatever you're reading there has
okay.
been approved now. Briefly here, in scenario number one, just to Buffalo and Kansas City, if they both win or both tie this weekend, a Buffalo versus Kansas City championship game would be at a neutral site. Okay, that's scenario number one. Scenario number two, if Buffalo and Kansas City both lose, Baltimore wins or ties, a Buffalo versus Kansas City championship game would be at a neutral site. That's the
okay.
same thing.
Okay.
Anyway, that's
so
there, it's a neutral site if it's Buffalo versus Kansas City, and if
so, the neutral site will have to be at a stadium that
if
does
Baltimore
not...
if Baltimore defeats Cincinnati, and if those two clubs are scheduled to play a wild card game against one another, the site for that game would be determined by a coin toss. People in Cincinnati are upset.
I would imagine.
Yeah.
So the
because winning percentage wise, they have a better record than what Baltimore would have, even if they lose to Baltimore,
right.
And Baltimore has a head to head tiebreaker. Well, they're not tied because if you go by winning percentage, Cincinnati has the higher winning percentage.
So because they didn't play that one game.
Because they didn't play the one game against Buffalo.
So the team that wins the coin flip and they're going to find a neutral site, do they get to pick the neutral site?
No, the coin flip is for home and away, I believe.
Yeah. For Baltimore-Cincinnati, the site for that
home.
Game would be determined by a coin toss.
Oh,
if
yeah,
Cincinnati
oh.
wins, anyway.
The Buffalo-Kansas City deal
is the neutral
was
side.
Because Buffalo beat Kansas City, and if they would have won this weekend against,
they would
Buffalo.
Win the,
Buffalo beat Kansas City.
Right.
If they would have beat Cincinnati this weekend, they would have had the number one seed and home field advantage.
So they're saying that game, if it happens that way, would be in a neutral site?
Correct.
Yep.
Because of that, the extra game they did
and
not play.
Who picks the neutral site? The NFL?
The NFL.
The league. Yeah.
Some of the scenarios.
That's a long way between Kansas City and Buffalo.
Well, no, but the scenarios were kind of like Indianapolis or like Detroit.
It's got to be indoors, right?
Indoors, probably.
It's not Detroit because Detroit is redoing their field.
Okay, so Indianapolis probably. Yeah,
but
right?
They're also talking being outdoor teams that they might even select an outdoor stadium just because they're. Their teams are built to play
like
outdoors.
Like Cleveland?
Or whatever. Yeah.
Chicago?
Yeah. So anyway, but
someplace easy to get to?
Regardless, that's what they're doing with that, which is different than what we had proposed earlier this week,
yeah,
which
right.
was
just go by
the winning percentage.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Well, they had a better computer than we did.
one thing they could not do was they could not resume the game.
Yeah.
That was impractical.
Right.
If you're going to delay playoffs and stuff like that, it just wasn't going to happen. All right. Let's dive into Dallas versus Washington when we come back on Mixed Shots in just a moment.
The Medal of Honor is our country's highest military award for valor in combat. More than 40 million individuals have served in the armed forces since the Civil War. Fewer than 4,000 have received the Medal of Honor. The National Medal of Honor Museum will be a place to preserve these legacies and inspire America. It's being built right next door to the Dallas Cowboys in Texas. Help us honor our country's greatest heroes. Learn more and get involved at mohmuseum.org.
We paid how much for those lessons?
Shh, she's doing great.
Oh yeah, totally. Can you pass me a Pepsi Zero Sugar? Great job, honey! Oh. Oh, look at that. That's not the end.
No way. Now it's time for the encore.
You know what? You're right. Five times? Not enough times.
For everyone who traded in rock concerts for their kids' recitals, you've compromised enough. Pepsi Zero Sugar. That's what I like.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. You hear that? I'm a torrential downpour. Torrential? What's that even mean? It means you can't see out of your windshield. And if you have the wrong car insurance, you might have to make it rain to fix your bumper. So switch to Allstate, save money, and be better protected from mayhem, like me.
Based on coverage and limits selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Allstate Bar and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
What do you call a group of grown men and women with their faces painted silver and blue who get together every week to share a 3-hour-long ritual of jumping, sinking, and toasting Miller Lite and 10-gallon hats while yelling, "How about them cowboys?" You call it Miller Time in Dallas. Here's to the cowboys. Here's to the original light beer. It's Miller Time. Celebrate responsibly. 2021 Miller Brewing Company, Fort Worth, Texas.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Back to Mixed Shots.
K-Post Roofing and Waterproofing, proud partner of the Dallas Cowboys, from corporate homes to your home. Have your roof checked by choice, not by chance. Call now, 214-225-4860. Go to kpostroofing.com.
Go to kpostcompany.com. All right, Dallas versus Washington, the Cowboys and the Commanders. It is a 3:25 kickoff on Sunday, and the scenario that the Cowboys fans need to be concerned with on Sunday. Cowboys win. Giants beat the Eagles. We'll take it a step farther. Cardinals beat the Niners. There's your dream weekend, right?
Exactly. You may have taken it one step beyond our imagination, but you're exactly right.
If that happens, the Cowboys not only win the division, have home field advantage, but also a first-round bye, thanks to the Cardinals. And who are they starting at quarterback? David Blau?
Or are they going to their Carrollton Creekview.
That's right.
Yeah.
Not holding out hope for that one.
I think this is the third week he's been there.
But stranger things have happened. I can't think of one right off the top of my head.
That is why you play the game, right? That is why you play to beat Washington and not say, oh, we got to have rest. You know what? You've had 10 days. And think about this. If they had got the bye, they would have another week of rest if you rested this week, right? So I think that their attitude, the players have said it, Mike McCarthy said it, we're going to Washington to take care of our business. And Dak said, we can't worry about what's happening up north. I don't know what he meant by up north, but I guess Philadelphia and the Giants is up north and out west. But I just think that's the way you got to play it. I don't think you can sit there and say, no, we have no interest in winning the game. Now, the other question that's come up, Bill, is, so are you going to be watching the scoreboard? And if one of the teams is, if the Eagles are blowing out the Giants, then do you pull your guys out of the game? Jerry was talking about that, and he said, we're not looking at scores of other games. You just don't do that. And McCarthy at least said, well, we got a lot of coaches at the game that can keep track of what's going on up there. And it'll be interesting to see if Jalen Hurts is ready to play. Now, everything they're saying up there is that, he's looking better, but Sirianni always qualifies it and says, and we'll see. We got to see what happens on Friday in practice.
If he's good to go, you would think he's going to play,
yes.
Even from the standpoint of, even if they did not have any playoff ramifications from it, even if their fate was already sealed, let's say they win the game. All right, he did not play against Dallas 2 weeks ago. He did not play last week, okay?
Right.
He wouldn't play this week. And then they would get the first round bye next week.
And he wouldn't play again.
Right. And so it would be 5 weeks in between the last time he played in a game, which was against Chicago, and whatever their first playoff game is. And so I think he could use just the work.
So what they're doing kind of reflects what the Cowboys are doing now with Leighton Vander Esch, who they think is going to be ready for the playoffs, but he's practicing this week. Not in any physical, but McCarthy said we'll see how he does in 7-on-7 on Saturday. Yesterday when they were in pads, he was out there, but he didn't take part of any team stuff. But they wanted to get him back in rhythm, back, he's the play caller and start doing all those things. So maybe they're doing that with Hurts. They're showing that, okay, in warmups he's throwing the ball, and but what they can't simulate is what happens when he gets hit. What happens when he falls on that shoulder, and so you may be able to throw the ball, but again, do you really want to risk that this week? If you're kind of, I don't know. So that's going to be a big decision for them, and that's why the head coach gets paid the big bucks.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, there's the scenario
for
the Cowboys to be looking at. And
pretty simple, too. We could have explained it to CD. He was.
It would have been nice if the Raiders would have taken care of some business last week and beaten the Niners when they had an opportunity, and then you'd really be looking at it. It would be very simple.
Yes.
I mean, and how much to have
you
home
win,
field?
They advantage, lose.
I mean, to have the first round bye would be, and home field advantage would be.
They're still going to kick themselves in the butt for losing that season opener the way they did. 19-3
mm-hmm.
to a Tampa Bay team. Are they 8-8 right now?
They're right at that.
Yeah.
I have a feeling we're going to be talking about them a lot next week.
Yes. Yes. and maybe we'll find out.
By virtue of that game, they have to beat Tampa Bay now on the road.
On the road.
To get to.
It was home to open the season, and you didn't score a touchdown after leading the NFL last year in points scored, and you were the number one offense.
But. And as we kind of reflect back on this season,
right,
what happened at the end of that game, Dak Prescott getting hurt, as it turns out, set a tone for this season as Cooper Rush was next man up.
Right.
And then what he did the next five games put them in a position to be where they are now.
Without him. They may not be sitting here. We might not be.
Yeah, we'd be sitting there doing Washington podcast right now, which is what about next year?
Or they'd be, vying for the number 7 seed or something like that.
Could very well be in the same
position. He won 4 games. Mm-hmm. If they don't win those 4 games, they're in jeopardy of being a wild card team and, having to go down to the last game with the Giants probably. To see who gets in. They would be in that 3-team scenario of Green Bay, Detroit, and Seattle that they're all in right now.
Well, and compare it to Washington. Washington started the season 1-4.
Yeah.
The Cowboys were looking at 1-4, basically.
Because who were they playing the next week?
Cincinnati.
Everybody had them losing that day.
That's
everybody
right.
had the
and
Cowboys.
And then they were going at the Giants, and then the Giants turned out to be a playoff team.
Right.
Okay, they won that game.
And then 2 weeks after that, they were having to play the defending Super Bowl champions.
Well, and in between, it was a game against Washington, a win. And then it was at the Rams.
Yeah.
And then at Philadelphia.
So they were looking at, maybe 1-4, 2-4?
And turns out they won all 4 of those games and 4-1 going to Philadelphia.
Yep.
Which was the polar opposite of what Washington was at that point in the season, 1-4. Now, Washington got it back together the next 7 games. They won 6 of their next 7. But here lately, they've lost 3 straight and had a tie right before that, which put them out of the playoffs.
So, Cooper Rush, MVP.
And then what the Cowboys have done since Dak came back has been pretty remarkable offensively.
Yeah. No, the amount of points they've scored. Everybody's quick to point out the interceptions. The fact that they have after that Detroit game, I think it's 36 points a game, despite the interceptions. That tells you how good they are offensively if they don't turn the ball over, if they don't drop passes to interceptions, if they don't run bad routes into interceptions. This team would have been scoring 40 points a game. Think about that. But that gets overlooked. And I understand that the turnovers, they're huge, and especially when you're going to be playing better teams. But that hasn't stopped them yet. They've been that good offensively. That's why, what you hate to see is having to make changes on that offensive line, because that offensive line – without Tyron Smith, by the way, has been awfully, awfully good. And I remember when, Jerry was saying, we get Tyron back in mid-December, and everybody's like rolling their eyes. He's not coming back. He had surgery to repair a torn tendon off the hamstring to the knee or whatever it was. And now here he's back, and it's a godsend because now they got him at right tackle because they lost Terrence Steele. If they hadn't lost Terrence Steele and they lost Biotis, it would have been very simple, right? Tyron Smith goes plays left tackle, McGovern goes plays center, and Tyler Smith goes in and plays left guard. But that ain't the situation they're facing right now.
Okay, when you look at the Commanders practice report, and you touched on it yesterday before yesterday's practice report came out.
It got worse, didn't it?
Well, yeah, and so there were – how many DNPs the first day? 1, 2, 3, 4, 11. 5, 6, 7. Okay, so 11 DNPs. And then on Thursday, they added another one due to illness, Nathan Gary. But how many are you counting up there?
So 10? They've got 10, and they put one of the guys that DNP'd
Antonio Gibson on IR.
On IR. Yep. And then Montez Sweat went to full.
Okay.
And I was talking on the radio with Kevin from D.C., and he said that these injuries, they're legitimate. They're not
So the ones people who have been did not participate the last 2 days likely are not going to play in this
That's
game.
That's what he said. Yes. Wait,
okay, so running down that list, Jonathan Allen, 2-time Pro Bowl defensive tackle.
He's been out too, I think.
Well, he played 17 snaps last
okay.
week.
All right.
So apparently he got hurt in last week's game. Because he didn't have his full number of plays. Jamin Davis, linebacker, is a starter. Cam Curl, safety. We mentioned Gibson, who didn't play last week on IR now. Andrew Norwell, starting guard, is out. Brian Robinson. And they have not officially declared them out yet, but these are ones who have not practiced this week. Andrew Norwell, starting guard. Brian Robinson, who was the starting running back for much of this season after coming back from his gunshot wound in the preseason.
Did you mention Cornelius Lucas?
I have not. I
not
haven't
there
mentioned
yet.
Him.
I he's have the not, starting right tackle.
Yep, he's in fact, he got hurt last week. He had 42 snaps last week, so
right.
he's starting right tackle. He's another one. So there's two starting offensive linemen that they'll be missing in all likelihood, and now they're down to their third running back, with Gibson and Brian Robinson out. And, of course, most importantly, they are starting the rookie Sam Howell at quarterback.
Right. And one of their starting corners, how do you say it? Is it Juice? Just? St. Just?
Benjamin St. Juice.
St. Juice is DNP these last couple days with an ankle. I mean, they're kind of beat up.
But St. Juice didn't play last week. So they've been going without him, at least. He didn't play last week. So, anyway.
And you mentioned one of their Montez Sweat, though.
He was a full participant yesterday.
This week. Okay.
The handful for the Cowboys, though, as far as the Cowboys' offense goes, Daron Payne, defensive tackle, has 11.5 sacks this season. And Montez Sweat, who now is a full participant in practice yesterday, has 8 sacks on the season. They also have Chase Young back here the last couple of games.
Was that the guy, was it Payne, that I peeked in on when you were getting ready to do the Mike McCarthy show with Will McClay? Was that where I saw the highlights of this guy?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
He's a monster.
Another Alabama guy. Daron Payne and Jonathan Allen, their two interior defensive tackles, are both from Alabama. And Payne, 11.5 sacks season, this is his contract year.
Oh.
So he's about to go on the market. And I said to Will McClay, I said, he picked a good year to have 11.5 sacks.
I mean, he was Reggie Whiting those guys on those highlights, just one arm and throwing guys to the side. And the Cowboys are going to be changing up what they have inside with, we're assuming, Connor McGovern at center and Tyler Smith moving back to guard. That guy's a load. So, it's not a cakewalk, even though they've got all these injuries and they've lost, they haven't won a game in the last 4.
Is it hard at all from the Cowboys' perspective, getting ready to play against a team that is out of it?
I mean, it always is. Don't you remember?
And because this is the second straight week.
Yeah.
Because Tennessee, they weren't out of it, but they weren't playing. I mean, they weren't playing everybody.
They knew
because
nothing.
That game did not matter to them
right.
last week.
And think about it. And McCarthy was asked the question that when you're playing a team that has nothing to play for, are they more dangerous and are they more aggressive? And he goes, Ron Rivera offensively has always been aggressive. Jack Del Rio, the defensive coordinator, has always been aggressive. And now you have to look at it. It's a 4-down series, right? Just go for it on 4th down. You got nothing to lose. Fake punts, squib kicks.
All right, here's a trick play. Look out for.
Yeah.
If Washington scores, if it's a two-point conversion situation or even a fourth and one or whatever. Right. In my research on Sam Howell.
Okay.
When he was at North Carolina in the Military Bowl, he caught a touchdown pass.
Oh, really?
The Philly special.
The Philly special?
The Philly special touchdown pass to Sam Howell. So just keep that in mind on Sunday. I would not at all be surprised if they got into that situation, if they would run the Philly special to Sam Howell.
And they're probably
run it before, and it worked.
And they're probably not hesitant to use him as a running quarterback,
That's
right?
That's true.
I mean,
yeah.
What have they got to
lose? In the preseason, you look back at his preseason tape, and he ran for a touchdown in one of the preseason games, at least one touchdown that I saw. And so the Cowboys have spent a lot of time this week just studying what he did in the preseason with Washington and, this year, and looking
college.
At a lot of North Carolina film.
Whereas Bill pointed out the other day, he ran for 812 yards his last year there, and 11 touchdowns.
Right.
And I was when I was doing a deal in D.C. this morning, they pointed out that, the year before, they had two 1,000-yard rushers, and they moved on, and they were having trouble running the ball. So they just said, okay, Sam, take off. And Longo was the offensive coordinator, maybe. Get the story right. But now you got to worry about a running quarterback, and that gives them an extra blocker. It gives you another dimension that you have to worry about. So, yeah, you better not go up there and just take this thing for granted, because you may – all those scenarios don't work unless the Cowboys win.
All right, when we come back here on Mixed Shots, Everson has made communication. He has his picks to click, and we'll have ours when we come back in just a moment.
We paid how much for those lessons?
Shh, she's doing great.
Oh, yeah, totally. Can you pass me a Pepsi Zero Sugar?
Great job, honey!
Oh, well, look at that. That's not the end.
No way. Now it's time for the encore.
You know what? You're right. Five times? Not enough times.
For everyone who traded in rock concerts for their kids' recitals, you've compromised enough. Pepsi Zero Sugar. That's what I like.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. You hear that? I'm a torrential downpour. Torrential? What's that even mean? It means you can't see out of your windshield. And if you have the wrong car insurance, you might have to make it rain to fix your bumper. So switch to Allstate, save money, and be better protected from mayhem, like me.
Based on coverage and limits selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
The Medal of Honor is our country's highest military award for valor in combat. More than 40 million individuals have served in the armed forces since the Civil War. Fewer than 4,000 have received the Medal of Honor. The National Medal of Honor Museum will be a place to preserve these legacies and inspire America. It's being built right next door to the Dallas Cowboys in Texas. Help us honor our country's greatest heroes. Learn more and get involved at mohmuseum.org.
The season is finally here. For months, we've been gearing up to win. Now it's time for the team that performs on any field, United Ag and Turf. With John Deere zero turns for mowing, compact tractors for loading, mini excavators for digging, Gator utility vehicles for hauling, implements for grading, hay tools for baling. United Ag and Turf, for winning. The official Ag and Turf equipment supplier of the Dallas Cowboys. Visit UnitedAgandTurf.com for more.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Back to Mixed Shots.
This is How We Country. Country music's party of the year is coming to Ford Center at the Star in Frisco. The Academy of Country Music Awards are always bringing you country music's brightest stars together under one roof, and no one does country like Texas. Witness history on May 11th. Get your tickets at SeatGeek.com. ACMs.com, the ACMs.
Okay, we get you ready for Dallas and Washington, and you know what the Commanders are doing? They pick this game for this opportunity to retire a jersey. Sonny Jurgensen's number 9 will be retired on Sunday as the Cowboys come to town on Rivalry Weekend. Did you write about Sonny Jurgensen in your book?
I'm sure we did.
Pro Football Hall of Famer, 5-time Pro Bowler, one of the 170 people in the Washington Ring of Fame.
But I'm right. I'm sure my cohorts in writing the book took care of the Sonny Jurgensen angle.
18 seasons in the NFL, 11 as the quarterback in Washington, Sonny Jurgensen. A longtime member of their broadcast team.
I was going to say, he's not still doing radio, is he?
I'm not sure what's going on with the legend, Sonny Jurgensen.
Because he had been. I wonder if they list that in their media thing here.
I'm not sure. But anyway, that's what's going to go on in addition to the game on Sunday.
I think it says here the host of the radio network is Julie Donaldson. Play-by-play is Bram Weinstein, and analyst is London Fletcher. So you got a host, a play-by-play, and an analyst. How does that work?
That's on their radio broadcast?
That's what it says right
okay.
here.
Game right. This is the first time we've ever run down the opposing
but it'll be the number
radio
one,
team
the number one,
to get you ready for the game.
The number one broadcast crew right. for Fox.
Since we brought up Sonny Jurgensen
yes.
and the number 9, let me just go ahead and kick off the picks to click that. Should I do that?
Yeah, okay. Go ahead.
Everson accused me of using gimmicks for my picks
right.
to click. The
so
other
here's
day.
The newest
so
one.
Here's my gimmick this week. Number 9, my pick to click. It's time. It's Turpin time. It's time for Cavante to take one to the house, don't you think? He's a Pro Bowl kick returner,
that's
right?
That's right, right.
If you're a Pro Bowl kick returner, you take one to the house, right? And he did it in the preseason, not once but twice in one game. So as Washington retires the number 9, the Cowboys' number 9, Cavante Turpin, not once but twice takes it to the house.
And in honor of his alma mater,
his
TCU.
Alma mater, TCU, playing in the national championship game on Monday in the same stadium that Cavante Turpin had a punt return and a kickoff return for a touchdown in the preseason playing for the Dallas Cowboys.
I like it.
So there it is.
Good
I wish
connection.
Everson was here for my gimmicky pick this week. But you wait until it comes true on Sunday and you can replay this.
I wrote down my score and my pick for click, and I can't find it, but I remember.
You have to rely on memory there.
Yeah.
All right, we'll give you time to think of
yeah,
it.
Yeah, what's Everson?
So then, well, I didn't give my score. Okay.
Oh, I thought you were going to use a 9 again.
Did you fill up your lawnmower this week?
Yeah. Don't have to mow the lawn this time of the year, young producer
I'm
Supreme.
Just asking.
But along those lines, I'm going to go with a lower scoring game than normal
okay.
for this Cowboys team in the second half of the season. The Cowboys win by 9, 19-10.
Why don't you just pick 19-9?
Okay, I'll go.
Because okay. you wouldn't win by 9.
They wouldn't win by 9.
I know, but they win by 9-10, but you'd have two 9s in the score.
I'm going 19-10, Cowboys. Okay. It's going to be a pretty boring game. But the Cowboys, I haven't decided whether it's 4 field goals or what, but 19-10 is the final score.
All right. So I remember what I did.
Now that I think about it, if Cavante's going to have a punt return and a kickoff return for a touchdown,
you need more than 19 points.
No, they ain't kicking 4 field goals then. So that's the only scoring that's going to come on special teams.
Maybe all right.
Mix in a safety in there.
So as I always do when I wake up on Friday morning, the first numbers that come to mind, that's what I don't sit there and go, okay, if this, and this. So my numbers this morning that came to me, sort of like picking lottery numbers.
That's worked so well for
yes,
you in the past.
It has. I was close last week. Cowboys will win 30-13. And my pick to click will be CeeDee Lamb. He needs 9 catches to tie Michael Irvin's single season record for receptions in a year. And he's got 102. He's got to get to 111. He's going to get his.
How many did Witten have? 109? One year?
Witten had, I believe so. So Michael Irvin established that in 1995.
Which was a very good year.
Yes, absolutely. So we keep going back to 95, right? For something all these different records that we are talking about. Matter of fact, Ezekiel Elliott was gaining on Emmett's 11 straight games with a touchdown. That happened in 1995. If he gets one more, I think he gets to 9, I want to say. Oh, no, he has 9. He would get to 10, which would come up one short of Emmitt Smith's record that he set.
Can
again,
we include postseason on it?
I don't think that counts. Okay. 1995, which also is the last year they had one consecutive 12-win seasons. Actually, it was 93, 94, 95, they had won 12, 12, and 12. So that's my pick to click and my score.
All right, and Everson has Cowboys winning 35-21, and guess who he picks as his pick to click? Just give a wild guess.
Kevontae Turpin.
No. What position did he play?
Trayvon Diggs?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Trayvon Diggs.
He didn't pick Deron Bland?
He mailed in this pick.
He mailed it in. I figured Deron Bland leads the team with 5 interceptions.
Well, Diggs is due.
Yes, he is.
He's due for a
pick. Well, he dropped his due this last game, right?
Well, he might. You think a rookie quarterback's going to throw his way?
I doubt it.
I doubt it, too.
So he should have picked Deron Bland.
That's right.
Or whoever they choose to next try at that cornerback
position. You're big on this Trayvon Mullen.
Well,
you're
we'll
thinking
see.
Mullen's going to get some
or,
time?
You know what the other one I realized that they hadn't really checked out is Sheffield also.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe one of those, because McCarthy said that they've got different combinations they need to work on. Because it doesn't sound like going into the playoffs, they're settled on what they're going to do with that third corner. And those two guys are
that's unsettling.
Two.
That is unsettling that you aren't settled on what you're going to do with a third cornerback a week away from the playoffs.
Yeah. No, that's why they got to play this game. You know, they need to see. Same
by
thing
Sunday, will you figure out what Sheffield's first name is?
I forget it all the time. It's
Kendall.
Kendall. See, I had it.
Well, I'm bragging. I had to look it up.
And the only reason I remember Trayvon Mullen is because he spells Trey with T-R-A-Y.
As right? opposed to Trayvon Diggs.
Trayvon Diggs, right? So they got to settle that. And what happens? They got to be sure they're right on McGovern playing center if Biotis is not ready for the playoffs, and then who plays left tackle?
Is Farniok going to be up?
I think it's going to be close, yeah. But if he's not, they got to sign somebody to the 53-man roster, right?
Could be a big weekend for Brock Hoffman.
Or Shepley.
Whoever, Dakota Shepley.
Whoever played that position the
best.
Are
you looking forward? Well, you do not want to see Dakota snapping the ball to Dakota.
Oh, very cute.
Right.
All right.
And by the way, speaking of Dakota,
yes,
North Dakota State plays
yes.
South Dakota State in a national championship game just up the tollway here in
Why
Frisco
Why don't they just
tomorrow.
Play it there somewhere?
Because it's, have you ever been to either of the Dakotas this time of the year?
Well.
And North Dakota State, this is their home away from home. They've
yes.
been coming here about every year for the last decade.
I haven't seen them show up yet. It's this
It's Saturday. It's tomorrow.
Because right? normally they have their yep. alumni groups, one of them, mm-hmm. doing something here at the Star. Maybe it's tonight they have their party.
Or it's become such old hat they
right.
don't come down here anymore. But
that's funny. They both got to come from that
yep.
far
North
away.
Dakota State versus South Dakota State.
Well, hopefully we have some you know, receptive weather for them getting out of the Dakotas.
That's right. All right, looks that way anyway. All right, okay. Enjoy your
Cowboys, Washingtons. See, that's why it's got to be the Redskins.
They're the Commanders.
I can't. I
just Cowboys Commanders.
Major Tutty.
I have
Cowboys
had,
versus Commanders rolls off the tongue.
No,
now.
It does not.
Oh, it doesn't.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
And I think they've got a new mascot or something.
Yeah, Major Tutty.
Major who?
Tutty.
You want to explain that?
A Tutty?
Yeah.
Mick, you need to get on social media, buddy.
Well, that's why I stay off of it.
Tutty is a slang word for touchdown. I got a Tutty.
A Tutty
is a touchdown.
Like a natty?
Yes. It's called a tutty. Like, I got two tutties.
Okay.
All right. That's it for today.
All right. And
gosh, I'm old, Mick, and I know that.
Well, I am older, and I don't know it.
And we'll be back on Monday to give you a playoff preview. We'll know who the Cowboys are playing. We won't, because they'll get the first round bye, and we won't know who they're playing in their first playoff game 2 weeks away. All right, we'll shout at you again on Monday.
Go Cowboys!
This has been a production of DallasCowboys.com and the Dallas Cowboys Football Club.
How about this, Cowboys?